You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Friday, the 25th of June 2021. And I spoke earlier with Marcus Bogdan, the Chief Investment Officer at Blackmore Capital. Marcus, I know you're in Melbourne, but the big news story of the day is in Sydney's eastern suburbs and the lockdown there. But do investors or the markets actually care? And how historically do investors feel when these sorts of things happen?
I think there's a couple of things happening here. I think the first thing is that investors are definitely just looking beyond the short-term lockdowns. They're looking at how well Australia has recovered from the pandemic so far, that those economic numbers have been extraordinarily strong. And then I think beyond that, they're looking globally and they're seeing what is happening with reopening, with higher vaccination rates, and that looking into to the future of how those economies respond and recover. And broadly, that economic data that we're seeing globally is much better than people that are anticipating. And so they are not looking at what's happening today, but that broader picture. But ultimately, if the duration of these lockdowns continues and they lengthen, that will impact the economy and it will impact earnings and that will affect investor sentiment.
Inflation and interest rates, so is the market still betting on higher rates sooner than expected, both in the US and Australia?
I think we are accelerating to more tightening conditions, and it goes to the point of around how well the global economy has recovered, and also the very nature of the pandemic, where economies were artificially locked down, demand was reduced, and then it was turned on. And so you've had this huge surge of demand and this squeeze through supply chains. And that has definitely pushed a range of prices much higher. But, you know, our discussions with a range of companies in supply chains is that they feel that the peak growth rates and the peak increases in prices occurred sort of January and February. And yes, prices remain elevated and will probably remain elevated for the rest of this year. But then over time, that they will moderate as the economies normalize.
So they're suggesting that this peak in inflation that we're seeing is more transitory than entrenched?
Yes, they are. But they do think it will be elevated for still some more time to come. But that ultimately that companies and supply chains, we will restock their inventories and that we will go back to sort of more normal economic activity levels.
So does that change things for investments and opportunities for investors?
Well, I think a lot of it is being reflected already. And, you know, from the beginning of this year, we've had this huge tilt to value and to cyclical companies that will be beneficiaries of higher inflation. I think that's very much now in the price. And I think now there is sort of a evidence that one is now looking at more stable companies and possibly companies that have underperformed this recent rally. You know, good consumer staples and areas in healthcare as well.
And just finally, if we look at what drove the market today, can you tell us what really improved it? Because we're also seeing coal prices at their highest since 2011.
Yeah, well, it goes back to that narrative of such strong global economic growth, of looking beyond of what's actually happening today in Sydney. And those areas in the market that have done particularly well today are those reopening trades. It's the financials, it's the material stocks that are driving higher, reflectively of confidence around the global reopening. And ironically, it's the consumer staples and healthcare stocks that are more struggling today.
Marcus Bogdan there from Blackmore Capital. Don't forget, you can listen to this as a podcast on Apple Podcasts, the app, the SBS Radio app, and Spotify. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Business Ricardo.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.